This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? My name is David EJ Berger. You can find me at Carl Jr. on Twitter, and welcome to Training Camp Dialed In. I'll be featuring phone calls with NFL writers and reporters from the actual sidelines of camp, getting their firsthand accounts of the action from a fantasy perspective. This is the place to be all month long, so you need to subscribe to the Fantasy Authority feed, the exclusive home of this super short run, super niche, and super essential podcast for the month of August. And we are back. We are back for the last time in 2022. That's right. This is the season finale of Training Camp Dialed In. August is over, and so is this podcast. For this year, I want to give a big shout out and thank you to the Fantasy Authority team, especially Robbie and Cody at NFL Robbie, at CKootzerFF. Follow those guys on Twitter and follow the Fantasy Authority at FF_authority. They're going to have you covered all season long. If you want to hear more of me, I'll be back in the tennis streets at MP9 Tennis, dropping a new episode of that weekly on Thursdays or Fridays. And if you've listened to all the episodes this month, we've spent a lot of time together. Thank you. Thank you for listening. This is a little passion project, and hopefully you hear the passion. And hopefully that passion came through quite often this month, but it's not over just yet, because this is a true season finale with blockbuster twists and turns, headliners, sleepers, confirmation bias. This episode has it all. Today, we're talking about the San Francisco 49ers, and we're talking to one of the best in the biz. I dialed up Grant Cohn. You can find him at Grant Cohn on Twitter. He's the publisher of all49ers.com for Sports Illustrated. And if you follow the Niners beat pretty closely, you know exactly who this guy is. He's been at camp all month, and he's about to deliver the definitive guide to the 2022 San Francisco 49ers. What are we waiting for? Let's bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, Grant Cohn.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Hey, Grant, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. I am actually fantastic now that I'm speaking with you. One of my favorite phone calls of not just the summer, Grant, of the year. Okay, Grant, I'm gonna upgrade it to the entire calendar, 365.
That's a lot of pressure, man. That's a lot of pressure. I'll see if I can deliver.
Not to put the pressure on you, but we do have some big news. It's the timing actually couldn't be more perfect for us fantasy gamers, because we're freaking out a bit. Jimmy Garoppolo has restructured his contract and will remain with the team for now. There's a lot of ways to view this. Can you help us? What does this mean for the 49ers? Help us sort out the fallout here, especially with, you know, a lot of people have high hopes for Lance, and we're scared now, Grant. We're scared.
I think the way the 49ers envision this is Jimmy Garoppolo is here to start a game or two if Trey Lance gets nicked up, and keep this, so they can keep the season afloat. Because last year, Garoppolo missed two games. Lance started 2-1, one of them. And that, the second one, they needed to win or they weren't going to make the playoffs. They looked at their backups this year, Nate Sudfeld and Brock Purdy, and I think they said, we can't necessarily win with either one of these guys. So this makes the Niners a better bet to make the playoffs, go far. As far as fantasy goes, I know not a lot of people are thinking like, oh, so are the Niners out on Trey Lance? No, absolutely not. And I actually expect him to have a good year and a good start to the year and sort of end all this discussion. But if he struggles early on, the media is going to second guess him to death because Jimmy Garoppolo is still there. But more importantly, his own teammates. You know, if they lose week one to the Bears, is Debo going to go to Kyle and be like, we want Jimmy? Because I think Kyle is committed to Trey. He's the one he wants, and I think he would probably give him the whole season. But what about the leaders on the team? What if the vets come to Kyle and they're like, you know what, we don't want to lose any more games. We're done. Does Kyle pull the plug? So I have no idea. But again, I don't really think that's going to happen. This is a really good team. I think they're going to beat Chicago week one. I think they're going to beat Seattle week two. And Trey's going to get off to a good start and keep the job.
Great to hear. Fantastic stuff, Grant. All right, well, let's talk about this offense as a whole next. Last year, they were 13th in points scored, but they were actually tied for first in the league in yards per play at 6.1. So they were moving the ball down the field, but not always punching it in. They were top five in rush attempts, but 29th in pass attempts. I think that's no surprise there. But it's a new year. We got Lance, and we have some confidence in him, it sounds like. What should we expect from this team? A little more passing? Any new wrinkles to this offense that we do kind of know, you know, pretty well at this point? But you know, it is a new year and a new QB. How is this working as a whole?
I think they're going to do less passing. I think this is a team that could lead the league in rushing attempts and be 32nd in passing attempts, because while Trey Lance gives you a big playability and he's intriguing, like, his accuracy comes and goes, his mechanics come and go, and the Niners are built to run. I mean, they have the defense, they have the running backs. They're now basically going from a team that plays 10 on 11 football in the run game to a team that's playing 11 on 11 football. So if you'll notice, I think they averaged 4.3 yards per carry last season as a team, which was 16th, I want to say, in the entire NFL. Pretty mediocre. Now with Trey Lance playing 11 on 11, like, I think their efficiency on the ground is going to go up big time. This is a team that could average 5 yards carry, that could, what, gain 3,000 yards, as long as the offensive line is good enough. They lost Laken Tomlinson. They lost Alex Mack. They still have George Kittle and Trent Williams. But if the offensive line is good enough, this team is going to try to lead the league in rushing and very well could do it. I think the competitors will be Philly and Baltimore.
Well, if this team leads the league in rushing, I think that assumes that Trey Lance is going to use his legs a lot, as well as his upside through the air. And that's got fantasy gamers excited. He does have his fair share of haters, as you've mentioned, going to be under the spotlight. But you've seen him all month long. It sounds like you have a lot of confidence in him. How has he looked overall to you here in year two so far?
His camp was up and down. He was going up against a really good defense, but at the same time, like, he is inexperienced and he is on his second quarterback coach. His quarterback coach is Brian Greasy, who's never coached before. So he has, like, very specific things he needs to fix with his mechanics. And I don't know if he's getting that work right now. But that being said, I think what the Niners are going to do is run him more than people think. I think people think they're trying to develop him into this, you know, John Elway type quarterback. So they're not going to call the read option. Like, I don't know that they know that he's going to be that, and they won't need to win. So I think they're going to run him. They've been installing the triple option. I think they're going to run him more than people realize, and they're going to do it without a conscience because they have Jimmy who can come in if Trey Lance gets hurt. It's not like, oh, we can't get our quarterback hurt. Nah, we got to do what we got to do to win. This is what he does well. I think you're going to see 3, 4, 5 designed quarterback runs a game plus the scrambles. And this is a guy who could legitimately lead the team in rushing, just like Jalen Hurts did with the Eagles last year, because the Niners are going to use a committee of running backs. Elijah Mitchell's really good, but he gets hurt frequently. His backups get hurt frequently. Trey Lance could be a guy getting 8 to 10 carries a game and quietly ends the season with, what, 700, 800 rushing yards, something like that.
The triple option. Oh, baby, Grant.
To mention the rushing touchdowns he's going to get. I think they're going to do a lot of quarterback-driven run stuff in the red zone.
I love it, Grant. All right. Well, you mentioned this run game a lot already. Let's dive in a little deeper into this running back room. Elijah Mitchell burst onto the scene last year as a lead guy with 1,100 scrimmage yards and 6 touchdowns. The health seems to be the concern. He's already been banged up. Jeff Wilson is still around. He always makes his way onto the field. Lots of buzz about Tyrion Davis Price. People are down with TDP. Grant, they love those in TDP. Is this going to be the chaos it sounds like, or do we have a clear pecking order?
I mean, there's a clear pecking order now, but it could all change because Kyle Shanahan just rolls with the hot hand. For example, last year, Elijah Mitchell was like the fourth guy at the pecking order throughout training camp and preseason. Then week one rolls around, Mostert gets hurt on the second carry, Mitchell's the next man up. No one saw it coming, so we really don't know what Kyle's thinking. He's not going to tip his hand. And this is if you're a fantasy player, it's a tough backfield to project, because under Kyle, the Niners have never had a running back lead the team in rushing 2 years in a row. They've had a different leading rusher 5 years in a row on this team. And that doesn't bode well for Elijah Mitchell. He's a good player, but he gets hurt a lot. He missed OTAs and minicamp this year, recovering from, I think, knee surgery. Comes to training camp, plays well for 2 weeks, pulls his hamstring. Misses 3 weeks. So again, like, he hasn't shown that that's not going to be the pattern with him. And if he misses time, it opens the door for someone to take the job. Jeff Wilson Jr. really looks great right now. Remember, he averaged 4.8 yards per carry 2 years ago and led the team in touchdowns with 10. He's a three-down back. He catches passes. And he's been healthy all offseason. So right now, he looks like their best running back, Jeff Wilson Jr. Problem with him is he's an upright runner. He runs really hard. He gets hurt. He's like 210 pounds. He runs like he's 240. So, I mean, what do you – how much are you really going to get from him? 100 carries, maybe? Ty Davis Price is probably going to be the goal line back. So he might get some touchdowns. But I think what's really interesting is you didn't even mention this guy. They kept Jordan Mason, an undrafted rookie from Georgia Tech. And frankly, he was their best running back all offseason. In the practices, in preseason, he's really good. And if he ever gets an opportunity, and I he could get it quickly, he could keep that job. So if you're actually investing in Niners running backs, I'm not saying draft Jordan Mason, but be ready to pick him up, because go watch his film from preseason. He's really, really good. He reminds me of Arian Foster.
I love it. We're writing down Jordan Mason, M-A-S-O-N here. All right. He's on the radar officially, Grant.
He's 223 pounds. He runs a 4.58. He played in the triple option in college at Georgia Tech. He runs really freaking hard. He's really decisive. He gets downhill immediately. I'm telling you, he's like Arian Foster, who was also an undrafted free agent and thrived in this scheme.
Ooh, we got ourselves a deep, deep, deep sleeper here. I love it, Grant. Yeah. All right, well, we've mentioned injuries already, and unfortunately, the big headliner here has a knee bruise, and that's Deebo Samuel. He, you know, had a massive year last year. He scored a bajillion points last year, Grant. I don't know if you know that. That's a rough estimate, but in a hyper-efficient way. Lots of sharps are passing on him, though, too early in drafts because of potential regression from that efficiency. Plus, now he's already popped up with that knee bruise. Can you give us an update on his health? And how you see him being used in this offense now with Lance?
I think I'm probably with the sharps on this. I mean, depending on where he's getting drafted, I don't think he might be. I don't think he's going to replicate what he did last year. Last year, he was in a contract year. He didn't miss any time in the offseason. He was in phenomenal shape. And you saw what he did. This year, he sat out for the entire offseason, even the first week of training camp. To me, he was not in phenomenal shape. He's working on getting back, and then he injured his knee. So he'll be healthy week one, but I still feel like he's not the Deebo he was last year. He'll still be a good player, but he has a history of lower body injuries. Look at his 2020. You could be invested in that this year. So I would be kind of wary of that. Also, he's still going to get his carries in the run game, but how are they going to use him as a wide receiver? I mean, they'll throw screens to him, but the way he got the ball from Jimmy was on slants and digs. Well, they're not going to be calling those nearly as much with Trey Lance because he doesn't have the quick release and he's a little scattershot. They're going to call more stuff outside the numbers and deep, where if he misses, it's an incomplete pass. So you saw it in the preseason game. They threw deep to Deebo. They're trying to find ways to get him the ball with Lance, and they haven't figured it out yet. So I wouldn't be surprised if his receiving numbers are down this year. Maybe they'll be back up next year. Maybe I'm wrong. But to me, if you're taking him in the first round, good luck. I mean, just look at what he's done this offseason. He hasn't been there. They have a new quarterback, a new offense, and it seems like he's playing catch up. And he's injured.
Any timeline on the injury?
They said 1 week. But at the same time, are they telling the truth? I have no idea. So something to monitor. I think he should basically be back out there practicing next week, which is important because he needs to be out there preparing for week one.
Like a week or so, you know.
When they say back of the knee, it's like, ooh, that doesn't sound good. How do you get a contusion in the back? That doesn't sound good.
It does not sound good. All right, well, two other guys getting a lot of buzz. Brandon Ayuk, who was out of the doghouse and into our lineups at the end of the season last year, and rookie wide receiver Danny Gray. I'm kind of a big Danny Gray guy here, Grant, so hopefully we get some positive reviews from you. He's had some splash plays in the preseason. Is the hype warranted for either of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, with Danny Gray, I think he'll get one target a game, and it's going to be deep. So it's a boomer bust. I don't see how you play a guy like that in fantasy football. He might get you a touchdown, but he probably won't. He might get you nothing. So someone, if you're like for dynasty, but as a rookie, I think his role is run a deep, you know, run clear out routes and get one target deep again, which is valuable to the Niners, but I don't know how valuable it is to your football, to your fantasy football team. Ayuk. Okay. He might be a little overhyped. Very good player, but, you know, going against Emmanuel Mosley and Charvarius Ward in practice, like, he's not as good as those two. So, I mean, there's a lot of cornerbacks in the league that I think probably can keep him in check. Still, he's a very good number two receiver. Not particularly fast, but a really good possession receiver. Plays bigger than he is tough over the middle, has good hands, long arms, and Trey Lance trusts him. And they've been working together all offseason, and he's in tremendous shape. So I think, again, this team isn't going to throw that much. And George Kittle, frankly, is probably still the number one target on the team. So you might be a little disappointed with Ayuk, even though he's a really good player. He, the targets might not be there. He has to split him with Debo and Kittle. And frankly, he's probably he might be third in the pecking order still. Hard to say. It could go week by week depending on the opponent. So there's going to be weeks that Ayuk just doesn't give you a lot. And this is a team that runs the ball a lot. So, and that goes for Kittle too. It seems like a tough offense to really invest in for fantasy football.
Well, let's round to the finish in that tight end room with George Kittle. He is a fantasy headliner. At this point, we kind of know who he is, and that Shanahan, he just refuses to throw it to him in the red zone. With this new QB, it sounds like, though, more of the same. He's still getting targeted heavy and often.
Yeah, I mean, people were really wringing their hands about Trey Lance's completion percentage in practice, but I think a lot of that is who he's throwing to and who they're guarded by. Like, when he threw to Kittle, his completion percentage was 70. So Kittle seems to be still the same guy. The issue with Kittle the last few years is he gets injured and misses a few games. He's still probably statistically one of the best tight ends in fantasy football, but how many games is he going to miss? They don't have a quality number two tight end. So he still plays like 98% of the snaps. And I think they wear him down. And they always talk about, we want to get another tight end in here and sort of take a little bit of load off George Kittle's shoulders, but they never do. And I think the last 2 years has taken a toll on him. I hope it doesn't this year, but you kind of have to be prepared for that. He's 28 years old. He's been getting lower body injuries as well. And he's kind of like the opposite of Debo. Debo's big and has to keep his weight down. Kittle is like, he was a wide receiver coming out of high school. Like, to me, he like really is a product of all the work he did in the weight room. And, you know, he's got bird legs and they've been sort of breaking down a little bit. He's 250, but he probably, if he were to retire, I bet he would lose 30 pounds and he'd walk around at 220. So like, how long is his body really going to be able to take the extra weight that he's been able to put on? That's my question with Kittle. Still, though, the connection between him and Lance is working. And if the Niners want to win, they got to feed Kittle a lot.
Fantastic stuff as always, Grant. All right, we're going to get you out of here. I have one final question, but it's a bit of a toughie. I'm going to make you put yourself out there. What's your boldest fantasy prediction for this 49ers team in 2022?
Okay, this is really bold, but my bold prediction is that their leading rusher for 2022 will be Jordan Mason. That they're higher on him than people realize, and he's going to get an opportunity. He's not going to let it go. I could be tripping. I could be smoking crack, although I've never smoked crack. But Jordan Mason, I'm saying he's going to be a workhorse. He's going to be a guy that can get the ball to 20 times a game.
If you were smoking crack, would you admit it?
Absolutely not. What an awful thing to admit.
All right.
22. Put the crack pipe down.
All right, Grant. Well, this is why you're one of the best in the biz. You keep it real with us always. And I love following you, and everyone should, because you're absolutely hilarious. Follow him at Grant Cohn. Tell people all the stuff you do, Grant, because I feel like you have a lot going on.
Man, I just have a YouTube channel and I post stupid videos on it. It's kind of like TikTok, but I'm too old to figure out TikTok. TikTok, I feel, is just like you hold your phone vertically, and YouTube, you hold it horizontally. And that makes me like an old boomer. So I don't know. I just post little like stupid videos, and now I have to find a new riff. I've been making fun of Jimmy Garoppolo being on the team. He's going to be here for a long time. So I have to find new things, but really I'm just a waste of time. You should probably follow other people who cover the team, because they do a much better job than me. But, you know, I appreciate you watching.
He's the publisher of All 49ers, which is part of Sports Coast. Yeah.
Thanks.
Part of Sports Illustrated. You might have heard of that little organization. All right, Grant. Thank you once again, and have a great season.
You too, man. My pleasure.
Thank you. Jordan Mason, actual sleeper. Thank you for listening all month. Until next year, you are now dialed in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.